Hi guys, hope you are doing well. I'm your host Gaurav Rastogi and this is episode number 3, Dropshipping Foundation Part 2. And in this episode, we are going to talk about marketing, branding and automation. So let's begin with the marketing. What are the things you need in marketing and how you can start market your own store? So first of all, you need content. Content is the base of any marketing. You need content like creatives, text content, image content and video content as well. So you can start your store marketing with online tools such as Instagram, Facebook and YouTube as well. So there are many platforms available in the market where you can start market your online store. Okay, so in this episode we will basically talk about basic marketing skills like content creation. You can use Canva tool to create content like creatives, small videos, and can add those content to social media sites and videos to YouTube channel, and can start with SEO as well. So the major part for the marketing is SEO, social media marketing, pay-per-click marketing and influencer outreach. So basically you can at the beginning you can focus on social media marketing, then you can continue with search engine optimization, YouTube marketing, and also you can go with the influencer marketing according to your needs and requirements and your budget. So basically I suggest you to go with the Instagram marketing because Facebook and Instagram are providing paid advertising, and you can easily target any of the audience using interest demographics on view Facebook ads manager. Okay, so this is the paid marketing skill. You need to invest your money to use this marketing skill. And the next marketing skill is Google Ads. I would definitely suggest you to go with Google Ads because Google is providing merchant center, video marketing and also keyword related marketing. You can simply when user let me give you some example. When user search any keyword like shoes near me or shoe shop near me, so Google will help you to explore your product to those users who are searching for your products. So it is available. You can use this marketing skill as a free skill. You need to do SEO on your website, or you can go with the Google Ads paid marketing. But I would recommend you to go with the merchant center, where you can simply synchronize your product with the merchant center and pay amount for to Google to show your products on Google search engine feed. So it is paid marketing skill, but it is very useful. So let's continue with the branding and how you can do branding and what are the benefits of the branding. So first of all, we need to understand what is branding. So branding is like doing something for your customers or making relationship with your customers. Like you are creating your trust, creating your brand trust, credibility and confidence in your customers so they can buy from your store. Okay, so for branding, basically there are a few things like colors, fonts, formats, text, smell, or I would say designs and layouts and many other things. So you need to create your own brand kit where you can use the that particular brand kit everywhere. If you're advertising online, you need to use the brand kit in online advertising. Or if you are doing offline marketing, you need to use the brand kit in offline marketing. The brand kit will help customer to understand the brand name and what is the brand and how the brand is beneficial and what is the product brand is providing. Okay, so this is very crucial thing to get started with, because you need everything perfect. You need a perfect brand kit where you are not showing your store, you are representing your store to your customers and to the community who are looking for your products. Okay, so the next thing is automation. In automation, you can start automated based marketing. You can use third party email marketing tools, SMS tools like Klaviyo, SMS Bump, and also you can use Google Ads, Facebook Ads for automation. This marketing skills are paid. You need to pay a particular amount to send emails, SMS, or to reach to people, view Facebook Ads Manager, and to reach people to view Google Ads. Okay, so this is everything about marketing, branding, and automation to get started right away. Okay, so guys, let's wrap up, and I'll see you in episode 3. Okay, for now, goodbye. Thank you, guys.